For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Jared Klein, State Representative for House District 78, to discuss the 2015 legislative session.
Feeling very good about things. We expanded the Republican majority in the Iowa House, not quite to where it was when I took my first oath of office, but we're just a few from there. But we feel good after the elections. I feel particularly pleased. Voters in the district, I'm very thankful and honored to be representing them again going forward. We're just really excited for the next 2 years, meeting the new legislators from both chambers, and looking forward to getting to know Kevin Kinney and working with him as my counterpart in the Senate from this district. And I think we're going to set up to do some really good things.
We talked in 2014 about a decision that was made there in the House to make you one of the majority leaders. Moving into the upcoming session, how does that affect or impact your role?
It actually changes several things. It definitely gives me more influence, which is good for the district. There are four of us that are elected as assistant leaders, and there are several responsibilities that go with that. It is an elected position from our caucus, and what we do is several things. One of our primary jobs during session is to help freshman legislators and really just help overwatch our quadrant. The Iowa House, physical chambers of the Iowa House, have four different sections of desks and seats where that's our office. That's really the only place we have for most of the time. That quadrant has an assistant leader in each one of them that helps to make sure when we're getting ready to vote that the new member may know that we're doing that, because there's a lot of little rules and nuances that new people don't know coming into it. And there's even some things that older veteran legislators have forgotten about that you kind of got to try to keep an eye on. Watching rules, procedures, things like that are also part of the role of assistant leader. There's more meetings involved and things like that with it as well. So there's just a whole litany of additional roles that go with it. But in the end, it is a reflection of what I think has been my ability as a legislator to be effective, not just for the entire state, but for my district, that my colleagues elevated me to that position.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to work closer with the current majority leader and the Speaker of the House.
Yes, I'm on the leadership team, which puts me right there as well as we navigate and discuss and figure out the overall agenda, not just narrow policy decisions that legislators are used to making, but overall crafting of the agenda of elections, campaigns, working closer with the governor's office, speaker's office. All that is going to be happening definitely going forward.
Well, and you stayed busy during the 2014 session. You had a few major bills that received some consideration. Can you give us an update on where those stood after the 2014 session and whether or not they'll be moving forward in this upcoming session? First off, that drone bill that you were focusing on.
Yep. Well, one of the things I'm proud of my track record of, and I'm getting known for this as well around the Rotunda in Des Moines, that if a piece of legislation lands on my desk or is put into my hands, it's typically something that we're going to get done. It's typically something that we have a major push to get done, that we're going to find some common ground, we're going to get something accomplished. And that's what we did with the drones, and that's what we did with cannabidiol. And those were two big pieces of legislation I floor managed last year. And the nice thing of those pieces of legislation was we brought the people at the table. Both parties worked together to try to find solutions. Ultimately, were they perfect? Were they right? No. But we knew that at the time. Everybody involved knows that you're never going to get legislation perfect the first time out the gate, and it's going to take a long time in certain cases before you get there. So, yes, we'll be back with drones again this year. We did pass some pretty limited legislation that mostly dealt with law enforcement, search warrants, and things that was pretty common ground. But we're going to get back into it again, especially after this Christmas. The reports I'm getting from all the folks that got unmanned aerial vehicles with cameras for Christmas, these things flying around, it's becoming more of an issue that we're going to be back at the table. I don't have any magic eight ball, so to speak, on where that's going to end, but that's been in conversation. Cannabidiol issue, that one's still a big headache. And the one thing you might read in the paper or hear in the news, how the legislation we passed last year isn't helping, isn't fixing the problem, isn't getting the medication to the patients. That is, I think, true. The problem is, though, that everybody knew that that was going to be a hurdle, that we can't tell other states how to change their laws. And they knew that, when we passed it. So now we're at a position where we're trying to figure out how do we actually get people the substance when we don't want to, as a state, be selling it. So we've got that issue to overcome. That one's a lot more complicated even than drones is, but we're going to be working on that. We've had a lot of conversations over the last year on that. So those two things will be issues I'll be dealing with directly, but really the drone thing is part of a bigger piece that I handle, which is privacy issues. I'm constantly watching to make sure we're protecting our privacy rights.
That was the first half of my conversation with Jared Klein, State Representative for House District 78. Listen to tomorrow's In Touch with Southeast Iowa for the second half. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.